In this era of political and social controversy and fast-moving pop culture, an acclaimed author who's visiting the South Coast is on a crusade to get people to take a step back and see the world from a different perspective.
The mode of language that literature employs, and poetry, you know, in particular, is restorative.
Tracy K. Smith is America's Poet Laureate. She says she found poetry at a young age.
I think I fell in love with poetry when I was a kid, like probably 9 or 10 years old. Bringing a school book home and encountering a poem by Emily Dickinson that spoke to me in a really uncanny way. And I thought, oh, this is what I want to do. This is how I want to communicate with others.
But Smith admits she was sidetracked for a while.
I didn't read a lot of poetry by living writers while I was in grade school or high school. And so that wish faded away a little bit. It seemed like, oh, maybe that's not something people do anymore. Then I got to college and discovered there was this whole field of living poetry happening around me. Poems that I was reading gave me a new set of tools with which to make sense of my life and the world.
Still, it's one thing to appreciate poetry and another to try to make a career out of it.
I decided, okay, I'm doing this. I'm a poet. That's my calling and I'm going to follow it.
What kind of reaction did that get from your family and friends?
My parents were thrilled that I was enjoying college, worried that I was making a terribly impractical choice. I was encouraged to keep writing, but I was also encouraged to think about law school or think about some sort of a more tangible-seeming or safe-seeming profession.
But to say she's become successful in the world of poetry is putting it mildly. Smith's collections include the highly acclaimed Wade in the Water and the Pulitzer Prize-winning Life on Mars. The Princeton professor, who's speaking at UC Santa Barbara tonight, has won more than a dozen top literary honors. In 2017, she was appointed as America's 22nd Poet Laureate. She's made it her mission to try to remove some of the elitist stigma that many attach to poetry.
A lot of people have a lot of anxiety about poetry because of the way that it's taught in school. And so I see part of my mission as dispelling that anxiety, saying, no, 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 you don't need a vocabulary, you don't need any kind of expertise to experience a poem. You just need to pay attention and be receptive to the feelings and ideas that the poem stirs up in you.
Smith believes that poetry can act as a prism for us to view many of the complex issues we face in the world.
To me, it speaks to the many, many questions that we as Americans are living with that have to do with race and identity, that have to do with gender and sexuality, that have to do with all markers of difference between people, be it, you know, place of origin or sexual orientation or even geography, gender. And poems are this safe space to wrestle with what is most fraught in our social and political spaces.
She believes that poetry can provide a thoughtful respite from the fast-paced world.
It's a generic thought about poetry as, oh, it's love and it's flowers and it's trees. It's pretty, it's decorative, and it's recreational. And I think, oh no, it's those things. But it's also a way of digging in deeply to the things that we don't understand fully or the things that we don't feel at ease with. And so I turn to poetry when I have questions about the world. And I have a lot of questions about the world.
Smith shares one of her poems, which looks at her sense of anxiety about technology.
This is a poem called Annunciation. I feel ashamed, finally, of our magnificent paved roads, our bridges slung with steel, our vivid glass, our tantalizing lights, everything enhanced, rehearsed, a trick.
You can hear the full poem on our website, kclu.org. Smith will speak at UCSB's Kemble Hall. The UCSB Arts and Lectures event, an evening with the United States Poet Laureate, begins at 7:30 p.m. and is open to the public. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.